All right, lawyer talk off the record, on the air, taking on a controversy. See, Ohio makes it big again. For any, I'm going to do a whole series on this, I promise. I've already gotten on a tangent. Oh, well. Go research U.S. Supreme Court cases that have somebody from Ohio involved. In other words, Ohio makes it big time and time again in the U.S. Supreme Court. You heard it here first on Lawyer Talk. I predict there will be an Ohio case all the way up to the Honorable High Court out in D.C. On this issue sooner or later. Ohio's House Bill 492. Now, if you're a passenger in a lawfully stopped vehicle, you must provide your name, address, date of birth, and if a police officer requests them. You're not required to physically hand over a physical ID card, but you must verbally provide the requested information. This is the subject of much controversy because it's not just refusing to it get you in trouble. It's refusing to it is a crime, a fourth-degree misdemeanor, maximum fine of $250, up to 30 days in jail. So let's play this out. You're in a car. Your buddy's driving. You guys just came from the gym. Your buddy gets stopped, and you know, you're all sweaty, and you're just going home to, or maybe you're stopping to get an energy drink, whatever it is. And the cop pulls your buddy over. He's the driver, and he says, "All right, driver, here's your ID. You were speeding." I think we can all get our heads around the fact that you have to identify yourself if you're pulled over for a valid traffic reason. And if you want some providence for that, we talked about this once before. There's a case called Hiebel, H-I-I-B-E-L, versus the 6th Judicial District of Nevada. Stop and identify rules. Basically, if there's reasonable suspicion, they can ask for your license. That's good enough for this discussion. But what about you? You're sitting in the patent. You're like, look, I'm just over here sipping my energy drink and hanging out, and this guy's driving. I don't even pay attention. We're listening to the radio, or maybe you're listening to Lawyer Talk podcast on the radio, and you're a little distracted. I don't know. And the cop says, hey, what's your, give me your ID. And you say, oh, I was just at the gym. I don't really have my ID. I just have this little thing I scan in with. And the cop says, well, who are you? And you're like, well, why do you need to know? And the cop says, because I want to know. Why? Because. Yes. No. Maybe. I don't know. Why do you want to know? I don't have to tell you. Yes, you do. No, you don't. Yes, you do. No, you don't. Well, you see these videos all the time on, I mean, look, some of this is almost, it like borderlines absurdity, where these people are pulled over and they crack their window like a hair, and the cop says, look, I just need your, the cop comes up and, look, I get it. The police aren't always innocent, but let's not make it worse. The cop comes up and says, look, I noticed you rolled through that stop sign back there. I'd just like to get your, or you know why I pulled you over? And the guy's just staring, cracks the window, and it's just silence. And you can already tell it's going to go bad. And the cop says, all right, I just need your ID and your proof of insurance, registration, the normal stuff that before 5 years ago, everybody would just give to the police without thinking about it. But now people just don't. They think they don't have to. And then if you play it out farther or down the line, 10 minutes or scrub through the video, you see the stick come out and they break the window and the guy's getting dragged out. It's because the guy was pulled over. He had there was reasonable suspicion for the traffic violation, and the cops are allowed to lawfully ask for your ID. Now, I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm not saying I disagree with it. I'm not saying you have to agree with it or disagree with it, but there are rules that we have to follow, and that's one of them. And if you don't, the cops are going to charge you with obstruction or whatever, and now they're going to charge, if you're a passenger, with this fourth-degree misdemeanor. So we shift back over to our scenario. That you're, look, I'm just a passenger. What do you got? Because as a passenger of the car, it's interesting. Look, there is some providence for this. And there's a case called Brendlin versus California in 2007. If you're in a car that's pulled over and the police end up searching the car and they find a gun in the center console, and the police charge everybody. And everybody's saying, well, it ain't my gun, it's his gun, and they're doing this stuff. Or I didn't know it was there. It was under his seat, not under my seat, but whatever. The police charge everybody. And you're thinking, well, how can they do that? I don't know, but they can. Anybody who's got knowing possession over it, and if the police think that they can prove that you knew it was there and could have exerted control over it, it's called constructive possession here in Ohio anyway, they can charge you, and they do often. But you say, well, look, I'm just a passenger. It wasn't my car. It's his car. Before 2007, it was unclear whether you had standing to actually challenge the search and the stop of the car. Now you can. So as a passenger in the car, you can say that was unconstitutional. You weren't allowed to stop the car. You weren't allowed, officer, to search this car. Therefore, you're not allowed to use the evidence against me at trial. So this is sort of what the other side is going to say, is what the government's going to say. Well, look, you can challenge the stop of the car as the passenger, so why can't we ask for your ID as the passenger in a car in a stop anyway? I'm not saying the two fit, but just giving you some insight into it. The other interesting part of this is that the cops can't prolong a traffic stop beyond what they need to, the time it takes to actually do the traffic stop. So one challenge to this may be that the cops stop the driver and then they start asking everybody for ID, and you're thinking, well, what in the hell does this have to do with the traffic stop in the first place? There's no reasonable suspicion at all that these people in the car are doing anything wrong, only the driver. So you know, why do we have to get their ID? And one challenge to that might be, you're prolonging the stop, Mr. Officer, longer than you need to without any reasonable suspicion. So I'm sort of jumping ahead to some of the challenges we may see. But right now, the law in Ohio says it's a crime not to produce your ID. And I think this is going all the way up. I think on these types of challenges, sooner or later, the Supreme Court is going to have to decide this. What are other courts have done? Or what have other courts done? They haven't hit it exactly. The Sixth Circuit, that's Ohio. That's the federal district, or the federal circuit that would cover Ohio. An officer asked a passenger for his ID. When the passenger resisted, the cop noted that the passenger was not wearing a seatbelt, and that is a specific independent traffic violation. Therefore, there was some reasonable suspicion that the guy had done something wrong. So Sixth Circuit says you can ask for ID. But there's a case in Ohio. There's some cases out of the Sixth District in Ohio. That's it locally in Ohio, that have ruled that refusing to hand over an ID did not constitute obstruction of official business, meaning not the new crime, but it wasn't this other crime, because you're allowed to remain silent. You don't have to identify yourself. Nobody's ever hit this exactly, which is why I think, again, you heard it here first. I think it's going to have to go up for some other smarter court than us to figure it out. But I can offer some predictions. I don't like this law. Maybe that's not a prediction. Maybe that's just my thought. I don't like this law necessarily. On the other hand, I understand this law. So what do I think is going to happen? Well, let me tell you why I don't like the law. A couple of different reasons. It allows people, it's not just obstruction, but it allows people to, passengers to be charged after a stop with actually misdemeanors that would be more serious than the basis for the stop. All right. So not handing over your license is a misdemeanor of the fourth degree, but the stop is a speeding ticket. That's just a minor misdemeanor. So I don't know. Maybe there's some incongruence there. Maybe not. I don't know. At any rate, I think the law is going to survive eventually. I just think that's where the winds are blowing on this. I might be wrong, but I think ultimately after it goes all the way up and all the way down and all the way up again, whatever means there are, the U.S. Supreme Court has not yet decided this issue. I think they will. And I think ultimately the court will hold that if there is reasonable suspicion for the stop itself against the driver, then that will spill over into all the passengers and they can validly ask for ID. And a law prohibiting or a law that says you have to comply will probably be held constitutional. I don't know that for sure. I'm not even saying I agree with it, but I think that's where it's going. Heard it here first on Lawyer Talk Podcast Off the Record on the air. It, by the way, lots of great discussion on this. Leave it in the comments because, you know, this is one that we should hotly debate. We should. By the way, we're sponsored by Circle 270 Media. Phenomenal. If you've got a podcast that you want, if you're in the Central Ohio area, even nationally, great podcast consultant, check out Circle 270 Media. Brett over there will take care of you.